submit to the covenant of Allah, with descendants who would be transported by Allah, from the time of Adam, to the end of this world. Thank Allah for His awesome knowledge, through the hikmah, of the Arabic Quran, and controlling every second of our life. This section started on April 4, 2020, and then added some more new blessings from Allah, until July 7, 2020. I just want to share with you some of the unbelievable, awesome blessings which Allah has been blessing me throughout my life. Now, first let me tell you that within these past 7 years of my life, Allah has been bringing me back my memories, little by little, which I had no idea about them before, and what you are going to read, or listen, is what Allah has inspired me from my past. Allah dropped on me how, and who, was given me my name, Behrouz. Even when I was just an infant, I was born on September 7, 1949. And 907 1949, divided by number 19, is equal to 477471. And this number adds up to 30. Do you remember, over it is 19? 7430. Only Allah could do that. Allah be glorified. My name is Behrouz. That means the one with a good provision, or the one who is having a good day. Basically, it means being happy. I was born on the day when one of those 12 fake imams of those fake Shias died, Imam Riza. That was why they named me Ghulam Riza, meaning happy boy or servant of Imam Riza. But a nice lady who did not like those idols said, "Name him Behrouz. Allah be glorified." Her name in English was a special lady. When I told my mother about it, she was shocked, and she asked me, "Who told you about this information?" Because no one knew about it. I told her that Allah dropped on me yesterday. That was just few days after Allah guided me to His straight path. That was how Allah wanted to strengthen me, right at the beginning of my guidance. At the age of 5, Allah reconfigured my soul with a pure and mutaha soul. Then I became a slow person with so many disabilities, like learning disability, becoming frozen to people's questions or actions. I am not able to make a plan and act accordingly. Therefore, I am not able to scheme against people, although Allah made me remember that I did scheme at the age of 4, but not after that. I am not able to get revenge. There is no jealousy in my soul. I do not get worried. I forget things in a couple of minutes, therefore, I was always in peace because I was forgetting about those times when people were hurting me and scheming against me. These are qualities which Allah placed into my soul when He reconfigured me. Thank Allah. Speaking of jealousy, when I was in second grade, 8 years old, my class had about 50 students. There were two rows, one for boys and one for girls. I was sitting on the first row. One day a girl got up and said to our teacher that all of these students has grudge on me and they are rude to me except Behrouz. I turned back and I saw a very cute girl with a ponytail. She was very nice, neat, and she was very clean, wearing a tailored, made apron. No wonder those kids, they were jealous of her, because she was the only one with those qualifications in our class. I did not have any friend at that class and I never did look at those students behind me. Therefore, I was the only one in our class who was not jealous. But Allah made me to see things which other people cannot see. I love music, and I have been listening to music ever since I was 10 years old. But I could never, ever remember those lyrics, therefore, I was not able to mumble them later on, as a normal person does. I just found these verses. 87, 6 and 7. We will recite to you, do not forget. Except what Allah wills. Therefore, Allah made me forget things. That is why I was not a good student at all. And my BS degree in computer science took 8 years, instead of 4 years, and when I graduated I had no idea about what computer science was, and is. But I did not know the reason behind all of these disabilities at that time. My grandmother loved me so much and I was with her most of the time, and all my family should have loved me too. All because out of respect for her. Everything was for me. Best clothes, shoes, shirts, foods, and all. My father loved me and he was showing me off in front of people because I was good looking, and he was the one who was buying things for me. My grandmother always were praying and reading the Arabic Quran and fasting. She was not seeing other people but only a few. She was the only one in my whole family who was guided by Allah. Now that I am guided and understand the Quran, it seemed like that she might have had a dream about me, and I was like a Yusuf to her. That was why she never ever advised me about anything, because she learned from the Quran that she should not be worried about my future. And she knew that Yaqub made a mistake when his other sons asked him if they could take little Yusuf with them to have fun. That was why Yaqub told them, "I fear lest you go away with him, then the wolf may devour him while you are not watching him." 12:13, that was why my grandmother never did give me any advice. Only when I got to be 12 years old she told me repeat this phrase 7 times, whenever I leave home, Fallaho, Kairon, Haufezon, Vahova, Ahama, Rahimeen. Allah is the best protector, and, of all the merciful ones, He is the All-Merciful. 12:64. But my very close relatives were trying so hard to make her a bad woman in front of me and others, just by backbiting and scheming against her. Then, few years back, Allah made me to remember how righteous she was. No one in my family gave me any advice. I mean no one, nor I was given any life experience throughout my whole life, so I could be a knowledgeable person and transfer it to my daughter. At the age of 6, Allah gave me a dream, which its interpretation took 34 years in order to come out to be the true dream. I saw in my dream a very tall man as tall as the Eiffel Tower, with a long red garment, open in front, and a white turban, but not like those mullahs turban, yet like those Arabian Sultan or Khalifa's turban. He was faceless man, and had a book under his arm. Mysteriously, 34 years later, through another dream, Allah guided me to his right path, and he sent me to his messenger of the covenant, Dr. Rashad Khalifa, who was an Arabic-speaking person, and his name was Khalifa, or Sultan, or King. And Rashad Khalifa means guided king, who translated the Arabic Quran into an English language, that book under his arm. He was assassinated by the enemies of Allah and his messenger, and his body was covered with red blood, after he was stabbed 29 times. Now, Dr. Khalifa was given the count of those initials in those 29 chapters of the Arabic Quran, and he was stabbed 29 times. Everything is controlled by Allah, even the number of times he should have been stabbed. You must know that believers do not die, and they do not feel the death, because the angel of death will take away their soul, even before they meet the stabber. You see how Allah controls our life, and how He has already set up our destiny. Allah was telling me about my future when I was only 6 years old, but I had no idea. Then I graduated from high school after 1 year being flunked, and then I went to our forced military service for 2 years, although I was going AWOL more than a year. That was the most ridiculous military service we had at that time. Anyway, I met my only lifetime friend when I was in military. We were together most of the time, within that 2 years, even when we were going AWOL. He loved to listen to Tom Jones, and his dream was going to America and drive a race car, and visit Japan, On the contrary, I never had any dream for my future, and I never thought about it, and I was barely living at the present time, let alone thinking about future. Are you kidding? As I mentioned before, I am not able to make a plan, and act accordingly. So when we finished our military service, he left for America. Allah fulfilled his first wish. So many times that my friend was talking about America, he kind of made me to go to America as well, by the will of Allah. Therefore, I went to him couple of months after he left Tehran, 1972 adds up to 19. Then, few months after, I fell in love for the first time, and the last time, in my whole life. I am not talking about a kind of love, like those people, who have love, for, pickles, or, French fries, and hot dogs. One night, the Almighty Allah placed the shining light of love, into my heart and soul. It only took him about a few seconds. It was so strong that all of a sudden I started to cry very loud, which I could not stop it, for about 1 hour, and I had no idea why I was crying. I had never ever felt that way in my life before. That was 1972, which adds up to 19 again. I was deeply in a very pure, clean and innocent love, but the Almighty Allah did not want me to be with her and get married with her, and he was always mysteriously made us to be apart from each other, although sometimes we were as close to each other as a distance of an inch. Only she knows and I know these facts. It was not like that I could turn off that light glowing in my heart and soul, because it was not under my control for as long as 47 years so far. I was 23 years old at that time. Couple of years ago, after being in love for 45 years, one afternoon it came to me, like I remembered something. It said, "You only told one person I love you." I was shocked. Then I thought about it and I realized that it was absolutely true. Why I was getting this information after 45 years. Couple of days after that, I asked myself that, then, why did I not think about this before? Then right after, I was inspired, because you only loved one girl. It was like someone was talking to me. I am not talking about Vahyi. Yet, it was like I remembered something. I was always asking myself about the purpose of this divine love. I must tell you that because of my innocent soul, which I was blessed with, I never even told any girl, I like you, let alone, I love you. I am not able to be a politician, that is why I could not tell a woman that I like you, or I love you, in order just to make her happy and keeping her by my side. Not that I did not like them, but these words never came out of my mouth because I was always controlled by Allah's will. This is the whole purpose of sharing my life story with you. I just want to say that these things happen to people, and they are true. The only person that I used the word love many times was my daughter. Then finally, after 47 years, Allah showed me that the reason he did not allow me to be involved with her was because he is the knower of the future. That is why he was going to guide me to his right path, and he knew that she would not become a guided person, and that was why Allah chose her name for her soul. Allah is the one who chooses and names. That is why he wanted me to be Behrouz, meaning be happy all the time, otherwise she would have been only the source of misery, disasters, and unhappiness for me. Subhan Allah. Allah did not want me to be bothered and get hurt by her. That was why he was saving me from her all the time. Allah showed me that he is the only one with power and no one else. That was how Allah was protecting me and saving me all along. Love is an unexplainable feeling. Thank Allah for all of his immense blessings upon me. Allah was telling me that I may enjoy a love, but from a distance, unsociable love. Allah does not want us to fall in a true love with another person and be with her or him all the time if we are a true believer, because that would have kept us away from worshipping Allah alone. Basically, a true believer of Allah should not be with a person whom he, or she, loves. I am talking about a true love, like the one Allah revealed into my heart. Allah loves his true servants, and he would not let him, or her, to be with the one they are in love with, because that would keep the believer away from Allah. Thank Allah. All these years, my main love and concern was Allah and his Quran, and that has been my passion and ambition. Thank Allah for controlling my life. Otherwise, I would have been using lovely words on her all the time, and cherish her, and adore her. Therefore, that would have kept me away from Allah, and worshipping Allah alone, because that would have interfered with my striving in the cause of Allah, and maybe half of my time would have been wasted. That was why I did not have love in my marriage life. Yet, I was very happy, and had a peaceful life, with a wife who was a submitter to me with a smile on her face all the time, like she was just made by Allah in order to serve me. Thank Allah. Love is beautiful, as long as it is in hiding, and kept in distance. That is why Allah says, your loved ones are their source of fitna. The word fitna means test, sedition, revolt, temptation and so on. Thank Allah who kept me away from her. When I just finished this part, I saw on TV, showing an old man who has lost his wife few years back. And this man always held his wife's picture when he was going to bed. Then, they gave him a pillow as a gift. On the cover of this pillow, his wife's picture were printed. He got so happy, and he hugged the pillow, and he cried. Then, I realized that this man must have had a true love, just like mine. Allah wanted to show me that how my destiny would have been if Allah would have allowed me to be with her. This man was going to bed with the name of his wife, and he was getting up with the name of his wife. But, thank Allah, I have been going to bed with the name of Allah and praying. And I have been getting up with the name of Allah and praying in the name of Allah throughout the day. That was an awesome sign from Allah. This is how Allah have been communicating with me all the time. Allah be glorified. Anyhow, I was in a very small town with only one main street. After a few months, I had to leave my friend and go to another city. After a couple of years, my friend called me and said that he registered himself in US military service, and he asked me to come and visit him since his city was close to me. When I met him, he told me that he is going to be sent to Japan. Thank Allah, his second wish came true. Then after his service was finished in Japan, he called me again and said, come and visit with me. When I visited him, he was driving a souped-up race car. Here, Allah fulfilled his third wish. Subhanallah. Whatever you ask Allah, he will give it to you, all because he is the loving creator. Allah loved my friend. Then couple of years after, he called me and said that he purchased a gun and he is going to die by suicide. At that time we used to say, I am going to kill myself. Next day I flew to him, and instead of taking that gun away from him, I became frozen by the will of Allah. Allah did not want me to interfere in his decision, and when my friend noticed my silence, then he told me, I want to know what is in the other side. I thought that maybe if he gets married he would change his mind. You see, he was brought up in a very unhealthy family. His parents were divorced when he was a young boy and he had to work even at his young age. It seemed like his father had a bad soul. He was always very quiet, just like me, and we never talked about our families, or our past, or any other subjects, for that matter. Now I realize it, when I put two and two together. He was very smart, and when he was in Japan he overhauled a jet engine in 2 days, therefore, they provided him with his own office. Anyhow, after a while he got married with a beautiful girl, and since he was receiving free tuition so he went back to college, but it seemed like that he was suffering from learning disability like me, therefore, that did not help him either. By learning disability I mean reading and memorizing things, because he was very good with his hands, and he was a good mechanic, and he used to work on his car all the time. Then finally I finished my school and graduated after 8 years without any useful knowledge, and went back to Iran. Then, when I was in overseas, I heard that he did take his life. Then, I kind of broke up with him, because of that. Because those days we used to believe that it is not good to kill yourself, and Allah does not like that. Those days I have been going back and forth from US to Iran, and back, because I did not have any professional experience, therefore, I could not get a decent job, although I have tried different businesses, and different jobs. I am trying to say that I am not a smart person. But the main thing was that Allah did not want me to do anything special, in a long term, because he had a different plan for me, since he is always in control of his seven universes. Therefore, I always had easy jobs and I was relaxed. Thank Allah. Now at that time it was the beginning of Iranian revolution, and there was not much you could do, and since I did not have any job, I was drinking those homemade alcohols which was made from kerosene, flammable, and made many people became blind or dead, or having a mental problem. And with all of those disabilities that I have, drinking those poisons made it worst for me, and I can say that about 70% of my brain was gone. And I really did not know what I was doing, like my soul was not there anymore. So, I was just wasting my time and damaging my body and soul. That is why Allah says, that, intoxicants, cover your brain. The word, intoxicant, in Arabic language, is, kamara, meaning, coverer. That means it covers your brain functions, therefore, Shaitan takes over. Then my family, and I, decided that I should get married. So I started to visit families who had girls and they wanted to get married as well. Now I did not have any job, nor any money, and my brain was not functioning properly. Therefore, logically that was a wrong thing for me to do, but Allah is running everything, and he was in charge. So finally I met a girl and right there, I said to myself, she is the one. Allah made me to choose her, because he already placed a sign in my heart. Here we go. Recently, Allah made me remember that the reason I chose my wife was because when I was in 6th grade, 12 years old, I had a math teacher who was a college student at the time, and she was a very beautiful girl, and she was the first female that I liked in my early life. And my future wife looked just like her. Same face with beautiful eyes and lips with the same haircut. Allah made it somehow that my teacher leaves her memory in my heart. As you see, Allah showed me my future wife when I was only 12 years old. Allah be glorified. Here is another new sign from Allah. My teacher's name was Shaheen Saleh Poor, which has to do with me, and in English would be a righteous boy, attributed to the king, a royal position, subhanAllah. To me, these are all miracles of Allah, because time for Allah is zero, zilch. I was her favorite student, and I was the only boy in the class, with 6 other girls. At the end of the year, our school had a graduation party, and I was playing accordion, and I was the announcer, as well, and my sisters and brother were singing couple of songs as well. But my parents did not have the privilege to be in one of the most important night of our life. They were serving about 50 people of my father's office staff at our house. I think my father wanted to brag about his house to his friends. But they never did ask me what happened that night at the school party. Or they never did ask our principal for our pictures when we were at the stage, which were taken that night. That was a big question mark for me, now that Allah has been bringing back those memories. One day, when I was 35 years old, I was in the car with the girl whom I was supposed to get married with. We were stopping at the red light, at the intersection of Mir Damad Street, and I was going to turn left, going to Shemi Run Street. By the will of Allah, all of a sudden, I proposed to her, and asked her, would you like to get married with me? And she said, yes. Right at the red light. The first thing she told me, when we got married, was, that, she said, I submit to you, always. In Farsi, is, Tamkeen. Subhan Allah. Only Allah can do that. And she did submit to me. She never, ever, said, no to me. Not that I am a bossy person, but, she never, ever disagreed with my decisions. That is how Allah always wanted the best for me. I hardly think, that, there was ever, a wife, who submitted to her husband all through her life. That was awesome blessing from Allah. It was like, Allah just built her, for me. That is why I had a very peaceful, and happy marriage life, because, Behrouz, means, happy. That was unbelievable when I think about it now. Please pay attention here, I proposed to her, at the red light, on, Mirdar, Mud, Street, right at the intersection. Now, the word Mirdar, Mud, in Farsi language, is, Mir means, Amir, meaning king, and as you know, the believers, are going to be a king, on earth, and, Dar Mud, means, groom. Then, I got married with a girl whom I liked, at the first sight, because, she looked just like the first female, whom I liked, when I was only 12 years old. Then, my wife, became a submitter to me. My address became, Tehran, Mollah, Sadrur, Shirazi, Avenue, Pardis, Street, meaning Paradise Street, and Parian Alley, meaning, Angels Alley. And our zip code was, 19919. That was how, Allah guided people around me for certain time, then, at the right time he let them leave me, only to keep me happy. Only Allah can do that. Here is another sign from Allah. The word Mollah, in Farsi language, means, philosopher, Hakim, the one given hikmah, full of knowledge, great intelligent. As you notice these words are all Quranic words. Then the word, Sadrur, means, the one in forefront, the one in the front row, the elite. The elite of the elites. Al-Sorbeguno, Sorbegun. Surah 56, verse 10. Here is what Allah was informing me, at that time, but, I was totally unaware of it. Let us put them all in order. Allah was telling me, Mr. Shirazi. You are going to receive hikmah from Allah, and you are going to be one of those elite of the elites in the kingdom of Allah. Subhan Allah. This is awesome. Many prostrations. In conclusion, Allah was informing me, Mr. Shirazi. You are becoming a groom. And you are going to be a king, and here is your wife, that you wanted. When you were only 12 years old, she looks just like your teacher, and she is totally submitted to you, and you will be taken to the paradise by the angels, and Allah already showed me the miracle of number 19. 19919. Here is another sign, when I was a younger man, once I met some people who knew how to communicate with spirits, namely jinns, which it calls, spiritual medium, or seance. A séance or séance in French, is sets, meaning, session, from the Old French, soyer, meaning, to sit, and it is an attempt to communicate with spirits but, we know that they are jinns, who are communicating with humans and they are floating around us. Some people rely on them, because, that is how they make money off of them, and they get power through those jinns. Then, I told the one who was communicating with the jinn, to ask him, where is, Shaheen, Solepur? Then the jinn said, she died. Then I asked where did she die? The jinn said, she had a car accident, in, Vanak, Square. Now, you must know, that, in order to make a correct, and precise address, I was always writing on the envelope. As Vanak, Square, Mola, Sadrur, Avenue, Pardis Street, Parian Alley. And Vanak Square was only a block from us. That means my teacher died in a place very close to me. just a block away from my future wife, when she was created. Subhanallah. That was how Allah guided people around me for certain time then, at the right time He let them leave me, only to keep me happy. Only Allah can do that. Thank Allah. Again, I did not know about this inspiration until just a few days ago. Allah be glorified. Now about that dream of my guidance. I have a track record that I was always looking for the truth behind the creation of this universe, therefore, I have read a Farsi translation of the Quran, and a Farsi translation of the Torah, some years ago, but, they did not get my attention, and I found many crazy things in them, so I put them aside. I have read about Dr. Khalifa's findings on mathematics of the Arabic Quran around 1980. And then later on I met Dr. Khalifa once around 2 years before my guidance, 1987. At that time I took a copy of Salat prayer the way he was performing, which they said, that, it was the way, how, Prophet Ibrahim was praying. My heart and soul did not get the guidance at that time. Couple of years after, in, 1989, I was consulting with a Sufi guy in order to find Allah, but, I found out that, he was completely lost himself, and had no idea, what Allah, and his system, was. As you know, Sufism have been following those jinns, yet, they think, that, they are in the right path. Then, I had an argument, with that guy, and I left him. Then, at night, I was inspired by Allah, to perform that, Salat prayer, which I took that, 2 years ago, when I met Dr. Khalifa. Then at night, I had a dream, that I was in my high school, and everyone were in the courtyard, and they were reading the result of our tests. They said, everyone were passed, except, Behrouz, Mofidi, Shirazi. I was the only one with suit, yet, the others were with short sleeves. I went closer, and looked at my paper, and I saw that, they changed some of my writings, with a pencil, meaning, they added some garbage on my test. I got up, and I told Allah, that, I did the prayer, which, Ibrahim did, then, what was that dream? I cried for 2 days. I was all alone by myself. Then, I looked at that paper, with that Salat prayer. I saw Dr. Khalifa's phone number on it. It was in the afternoon. So I called that number, and Dr. Khalifa answered the phone, and I told him that I have met him 2 years ago, and last night I performed that prayer, and I had that dream. He said, Behrouz, congratulations, you just kicked out of Shaitan's kingdom, and entered Allah's kingdom. Then, I started to cry again, and fell prostrate, and I could not stop crying. He said, Behrouz, how old are you? I said, I am 39.5 years old. He said again, congratulations, you barely made it. At that time, I did not know about the age of responsibility. Here is another sign from Allah. This was the second light, which Allah dropped, into my heart. But this time it was the light of loving, of Allah, which has been filling my heart for 31 years so far. Thank Allah the Hakim. Now, when I was in Stockton, California, before moving to Tucson, my apartment number was 209, which is 19 times 11. My zip code was 95209, which would be 19 times 5011. 95 is 19 times 5 and 209 is 19 times 11. Then, when I attended my first conference in Tucson, Arizona, my speech was about counting the root word targiyah, meaning pious, mo-da-gi, by the will of Allah. I count this root in the whole Arabic Quran, which it was 209, which is 19 times 11. And I made a red t-shirt for Dr. Khalifa, with his picture on it, and it was written under his picture, Guided King. Therefore, the word mo-da-gi was assigned to me as a righteous person. These were signs, which Allah wanted to leave behind me, in order for me to go back and see, how He was making my destiny. Anyhow, I told my sisters about what happened to me, and one became a believer through her dream next night, because, when they performed that Salat prayer, then, one of my sister dreamed Ibrahim reading some verses in an Arabic language to her, but, she did not know, which one was guided that night. Then, she dreamed Ibrahim again next night, and he told her, that, last night only one person was guided. Then, the other one was guided few months later. Then, my little sister and then later on my wife and then my mother became guided, all through dreams. That was how Allah blessed me and guided all of my family, and brought them all close to me, in order for me to be happy, while we were all in Los Angeles. Only Allah can do that. Now, let us go back to my dream, and calling Dr. Khalifa. Couple of days after he explained and interpreted my dream, I drove to Tucson, Arizona, and met Dr. Khalifa again, after 2 years, and got his English Quran. The first thing I asked him was about my friend who died by suicide. Dr. Khalifa asked me about his age, and since he was taken before the age of 41, he said, "Your friend is in the heaven now." It was like, he had a cancer and there was no cure for it. That made me so happy. At night, as I was sleeping in Masjid Tucson, I had a dream, that I met my friend, after a long time, and we were in a garden, and he had his brown leather jacket on, and without any speaking words, we grabbed each other and hugged each other with smile. The man beat me to it, and he went to the heaven first. Now Allah is going to make you cry. His name was Farah Maz, in Farsi language means, or Moor, Z, Deh. In English means, the one who was forgiven. Allah be glorified. It does not mean forgiven in the court of law or forgiven by someone, yet it only means, forgiven as far as Allah's system concerned. Subhan Allah. That is how Allah chooses our names. Allah fulfilled all of his dreams because he had a good soul inside of him. You see, Allah did not want him to suffer so much on this earth. Therefore, he gave him whatever he asked for, and Allah took him to his heaven. Thank Allah. This is how Allah blessed those good souls coming from the other side. When I came back from Tucson, I wrote to Dr. Khalifa that I accepted him as the messenger of the covenant. Then, few days after I went for a walk, as I was thanking to Allah for guiding me to his right path, all of a sudden, I heard a voice, kept saying, "Fall prostrate, fall prostrate." The voice was coming from the right side of my head, a bit above my head. At first, I could not believe it, then, the voice kept repeating the same phrase. Then with kind of a joke, and not really believing it, I turn my head a bit up, and with a smile on my face, like here I am talking with a voice, and I said, "Right here." Then again the voice repeated the same thing. I must say, that, I was not hearing it in my ears, but, in my head. So I looked around and fell prostrate on the grass, on the side curb, and got up, and wiped out my knees, and started to walk again, thinking that the voice is going to say something else, but, it was a perfect silence. As I started to walk again, I asked Allah to take me to his messenger of the covenant, so I could be with him. Then, I raised my head, I saw the word, reserved, on top of the covered, parking. Sure enough, after a month, I moved to one of his apartments, right by the Masjid Tucson. Later on, I told Dr. Khalifa about this awesome experience, and he started to laugh, and said, "This is how Angel, Jibreel, would come." He asked me, what was his language? I said, he was languageless. He laughed again, and said, "That is right." Ever since he would ask me to repeat my experience when we were gathering, with others, and he would fall to the ground, from laughing so much. Because, that would remind him of Jibreel, whenever he comes to read him some verses from the Arabic Quran. Then just a few years back, I realized, that, it was, the Ru, who was talking to me that day, Verse number 58. 22. Allah wanted to make me repent to him, for guiding me, before the age of 41, as verses 46, 15 and 16 says. Thank Allah for sending me his Ruh. Or, it might have been an angel, as we read in 41:30. My life started at the age of 40. Before that, I had no ambition, at all. Yet, at that time in my life, Allah placed ambition into my soul. Then, ever since, I have been working in Allah's kingdom, and being in Allah's system. Not a minute I was away from the Quran, and working around it and striving in the cause of Allah. Thank Allah, who built me that way. Thank Allah for guiding me, and made me strive in his cause, with my money, and my life, right at the age of 40. Before moving to Tucson, Allah blessed me to drive with Dr. Khalifa to Canada, for 10 days, to visit other believers over there, and that was my best trip ever. People were calling him from all over the world, and sometimes from small villages, because they were guided by Allah and they wanted to meet him. On the way going to Canada, he told me his whole life story by the will of Allah, and I made a video and placed it on the Arabic Quran channel. He trusted my dreams when I told him about my dream when I saw him at the age of 6, and some other dreams, which came out to be true. A day before his assassination, at dawn, I told him about the dream I had around dawn. That day, just before I woke up, I dreamed that he was on the 5 p.m. news, and they were showing his black and white picture. But, I did not know what it meant at that time. Yet, he knew that Allah was telling him that he will be gone by the next day. And he did go to the heaven, next day, at dawn. Then, later on, they found his killer in Canada, through his DNA, and D plus N plus A, adds up to 19. A day before his assassination, the killer came in, around 4 a.m., to the masjid, and on that day, I was already at my desk inside the masjid, sitting by the computer, doing the Farsi translation. He came up to the porch and my desk was right by the porch, but the window had colorful glasses, and I could not see him, but he could see me. I could hear his footsteps. Mysteriously, I could not get up and look at him. It was like someone nailed me to my chair. I thought that was Dr. Khalifa, because sometimes he would go around the masjid and check around. Then Dr. Khalifa came by around 30 minutes after. I asked him, Rashad Jan, that was how I was calling him. In Farsi means dear Rashad. Were you walking around the masjid about 30 minutes ago? He said, no. Now Allah was telling him that his killer would come at dawn, and he will enter from this door. But the next day, I could not get up early by the will of Allah, and that was when he was departed. I washed his blood from the kitchen floor, and replaced those tiles in the kitchen floor. Before I moved to Tucson, Dr. Khalifa assigned me to translate his Quran to a Farsi language, and got me a computer to do that when I moved to Tucson. That was when one day, he called me early in the morning and said to me, Behrouz, Allah wants you to translate this Quran to a Farsi language. Then when I moved to Tucson, he purchased a computer for me and gave me a desk to work on the Farsi Quran inside the masjid. I also translated those appendices to Farsi language and sent them to all of my family and friends in Iran. The one that I sent to my brother, he found it on his desk after a couple of days, although normally it should have been taken 7 to 10 days, and it was not even showed that post office put their date on it. When I told Dr. Khalifa, he said, that must have been jinns who were delivering it to your brother. And I had a dream of an old man who was telling me, we were waiting for these. Subhanallah. Only true believers could understand what I am talking about. Then, my handwritten Farsi Quran was stolen by two Iranian guys from my desk, from inside the masjid. That was completely out of pure jealousy. All because I just came to Masjid Tucson, and Allah made me to be Dr. Khalifa's favorite, but they could not see that. Every time he would enter the room, he would only hug me, to the point that one got so jealous and said to him, "Why don't you hug us?" Dr. Khalifa was the only one who recognized my innermost soul, and he did tell one of his close friends that how simple I am, like a sheep. In the Middle Eastern culture, sheep is a symbol of being innocent and pure. Some of those Iranians would not even answer my salam. Then after 2 days, finally Dr. Khalifa found those guys who stole my Farsi Quran, and he told me, "Make sure that no one helps you with your translation, and you choose the words all by yourself," because Dr. Khalifa recognized transgressing people in the masjid. Now, few days before Dr. Khalifa's departure, he was inspired by Surah 44, the smoke, that a comet will hit Saudi's oil, and as the result, a smoke is going to rise up, and it is going to envelop the whole world, and he printed on his newsletter as well. Submitter's perspective. Then I asked him when that would occur. He said, "I do not know when, but Allah says, after 4 months," referring to Surah 9, and the 4 months respite to those disbelievers. Then I wrote on the wall, inside the kitchen, "After 4 months." Then I told my sisters about this number 4, and she told others who were in Houston. Then Houstonians and others from all over, they came up with hundreds of mathematical confirmations that the date of hitting Saudi oil wells would be that historical day of May 19th. Now do you remember my zip code? It was 95209, and 95 is equal to 5 times 19, which it is the month of May 19th. And 209 was assigned to me as being a motagi, meaning pious. Allah already was written my future with just some numbers. Allah knew that I am going to be initiator of that historical day of May 19th, and I am going to be a pious believer. Thank Allah. Then one day Dr. Khalifa called everyone and asked them to come to Tucson. Someone asked him, "What was the occasion?" He told them, "Just think I am dying, just come by." When they arrived, he said, "Tomorrow we are going to the park." Then one who was watching the news said, "Tomorrow we are going to have a thunderstorm." He said, "No, we would not, they just do not know that we are going to the park." Sure enough, the next day, it was perfectly sunny. They just did not know that those angels are the drivers of the wind, and they submit to the command of Allah. Tomorrow came and we were about 50 of us. We were all given the address of the park in a perfect day. When we were going to the park, each group got lost, and we became separated from each other. The day before, someone asked him, "What will happen to us after you leave?" That was how Allah was showing him what will happen to the group after he was gone. So that did happen, and we were all separated into different groups. Then a week after, he made me to do the Friday prayer, which we did not know that would be his last Friday prayer when he was alive. Thank Allah, that was an awesome Friday prayer, but some very jealous people who did not know the Quran did not like it, and there was an argument at night in Quran reading session. Dr. Khalifa defended me and said to them, "Behrouz just read the Quran to you." He condemned some people to hellfire and made some other to be silenced, and he asked them that you should all apologize to Behrouz by accusing him for some nonsense accusations. Many people were exposed at the end of Dr. Khalifa's messengership. Then surprisingly, through the years after Dr. Khalifa's departure, his predictions about those people came out to be the truth. There are some videos about that Friday prayer and at night of Quran reading available on this link. It is in blue color. Then after his departure, I and another person from the Masjid Tucson went to a couple of newspapers and TV stations. Also, we went to Professor Gerhard, the astronomer at the University of Arizona and told him about May 19, 1990, and about Saudi's oil wells, and showed him some mathematical confirmation of the Arabic Quran. So he told his friend Carl Sagan, and they stayed up the whole night watching the sky for comet. But it did not happen. Then we consulted with the Quran on May 19th, and we were informed that it was a test for the believers, in order to show who believed in the messenger of the covenant, and who did not. Now, you should know that the verse says, "There, sky, is going to bring, a, smoke. And not from the earth. Allah knows best." Somehow I think maybe, this COVID-19, is that germ in the air, coming down by those baths, as the consequences of the people all over the world, who have turned away from Allah's mathematical miracles. And Allah stamped it with number 19, the base of the mathematical miracle of the Arabic Quran. Anyhow, I left those people in Masjid Tucson, and I moved to Los Angeles with all of my family. Our first apartment number was 95, meaning 5 times 19 or May 19th. My wife was pregnant when we were in Tucson, and my daughter was born in LA in 1990, which adds up to 19. When she was born, I held her, and I thanked Allah for her, and I asked Allah to make her one of the submitters to Allah, and make her one of the Salat prayers, giver of Zakat charity, and making her to do fasting as well. She was blessed by awesome talent, and she always was a submitter to me, and she never, ever, said no to me. All because Allah wanted me to be happy. 1 year after Dr. Khalifa's departure, when we had our yearly conference again, a man named Abdullah, who made himself as the successor to Dr. Khalifa, because he was given many mathematical confirmations, which made him much more responsible than others. He wrote me a letter, and told me, "Behrouz, do not come to the conference." But I went with my two sisters anyway, because I knew many strong believers amongst them. On the day of conference, Abdullah and about 8 more people, all in one line, came to the parking lot as I was getting out of my car, and they started to walk toward us so they could stop me by going to the conference. Some of them had walkie-talkies with them. They thought that I was going to create a revolution. That was how those people were so corrupted, with their sick hearts. That guy, Abdullah, suffered from cancer for some years, and finally he died of cancer instead of a normal death. You must remember that no one can hurt you when you are a strong believer. Allah is the best avenger. We walked towards them, and when we got close to them, it was just like those gunfighting movies. Abdullah said, "We do not want you to come in." I said, "There are believers in there, and I just want to be with them," and I started to walk through them, and they opened the way for me, and they went away in silence. Allah is running everything. When I entered into the conference room, Dr. Khalifa's son, Sammy, and Dr. Khalifa's brother, Dr. Ortef, and some others, welcomed me, and they took me to Dr. Khalifa's wife table, and made us sit at their table, because on the same night, it was Dr. Khalifa's daughter wedding as well. Abdullah and his allies just did not know that dignity and honor comes from Allah, and not from these flimsy people. 1995, which is 19 and 95. And 95 means May 19th, the Farsi Quran came out with a red cover because of my old dream of Dr. Khalifa. Therefore, I got a mailbox from the post office. The box number that I was given was, and is, 25-1902. I was happy that it had number 19 in it. Then, later on, someone called me and said that your mailbox number is divisible by the number 19. 25-1902 is 19 times 13, 258. I was not in those number crunchings. Then, another person called me and said that even the result adds up to 19. 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 5 plus 8 is equal to 19. Then, few years after, Someone else called me in the middle of the night, and said, that, if you reverse your mailbox number, it is still divisible by the number 19. 25-1902 and now we have 20-91-52. Divided by 19, is equal to 11-008, and this number, adds up to 19 again. Wow, only Allah can do that. Subhan Allah. Yet, I had no idea, when I first asked for a mailbox number. Here is another surprise. The post office is in the 11,400th block. Are these coincidences or what? Allah is running everything. Most of my addresses were either divisible by the number 19 or added up to 19. I kept writing to all of those senators, at the time of Reagan and Clinton, and I even sent Rashad's English Quran to Bill Clinton and Obama, and notified all news media as well. Even when I was in Tucson, I wrote to news media all over the world after Dr. Khalifa's departure. When the Farsi Quran came out, I printed on my website. That was the first Farsi Quran on the web. Around those days, emailing and creating website just started. Then, the Iranian consulate in Washington, D.C., placed my Farsi Quran on their website. Then, one day I was performing our Friday prayer. As I was reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, all of a sudden, came to my mind, the name, Salman, Farsi, who took the Arabic Quran to Iran, for the first time. Then, later, I realized, that, his other name was, Ruzbeh, Farsi. He had two names, like me, and his name is the same as, Behrouz, with the same meaning. Now, he was the first one who brought the Arabic Quran into Iran. The word, Fars, is the name of a state in Iran, and its capital, is, Shiraz. And I was the first one, who had the Farsi Quran, on the www. There is a big building, like a gate, right at the entrance of, Shiraz, called, Darwaz-e-Quran, Gate of the Quran. Every automobile will go through that gate, when they want to enter Shiraz. Now, the Gate of Quran means that this is the city, meaning Shiraz, when the Arabic Quran came to Iran by Ruzbeh Farsi. This is how Allah reveals to us the history, which no one knew about it. Allah be glorified. That is why Allah added the word Shirazi to my last name. When Hitler sent his soldiers to Iran, in order to go to Russia, they made Iranians to have a name, and the last name, because they did not have a social security number. However, my father used to tell me, that, because my grandfather had two wives, and the good-looking one, was, from, Shiraz. That is why, he added the word, Shirazi, to my last name, Mofidi. But, now I know, that, was Allah, who made him, add that, Shirazi, to my name, so I could have, a nominal, similarity, with, Ruzbeh, Farsi, or Ruzbeh, Shirazi. I must tell you, that, my last name, Mofidi, means, useful. That is why, Allah has been given me all of these blessings, which would be, useful, only to those, true believers, or ensure Allah be useful to future generations. Subhan Allah. History is in the making. Anyhow, then I started to make a dictionary from Arabic words of the Quran to a Farsi language for my own private use. As you know, Allah is the only teacher of his Arabic Quran, and each Arabic word has several meanings, therefore, he will inspire each and every one of us a different meaning, depending on how purified our souls are. That is why, when two person read the Arabic Quran, one can be guided, while the other one could be misguided. This is one of Allah's mysterious way of guiding us, or misguiding us. He is the only one who is aware of our innermost souls. It took me 19 years till I finished my dictionary. Then, later on, I started to translate the Quran directly from Arabic language to a Farsi language. That was when my problems started. But, I did not know why bad things were coming down on me. I was going crazy to the point that once I could not even remember those verses in Surah Al-Fatiha, which I was repeating them 17 times a day, every day. I even lost my true dreams, and those dreams stopped coming to me ever since. That was unbelievable. I even went through a divorce and separation and had to be separated from my daughter, whom I love very much. I was only seeing her once every other week. Here is an important point. Later on, Allah informed me that, in order to receive hikmah, I must have been in a pure, meaning, zakah, environment, and Allah is the one who will make you pure. 24:21. That means everything and everyone around me must have been sanctified and purified, otherwise, I would not have been receiving any hikmah. Allah saw to it that I should not be with her anymore, which later on he informed me about it. As I mentioned before, Allah has been bringing back my memories little by little, and he showed me those moments from my past. I was shocked. Thank Allah who made me forget things and moments very fast. Otherwise, I would have been miserable. That is why he wanted me to be happy all the time. Thank Allah. All because he wanted to place me in a pure and mutaha environment in order to give me hikmah. Therefore, thank Allah for my divorce, and thank Allah for his blessing. Allah always wanted the best for me, in order to make me happy. Allah knows who is going to make you happy, and for how long. Then, at the right time, he will make you separate from them, because he wants the best for you. That is submission to laws of Allah. Every once in a while, Allah drops on me more guidance. You see, it is like those labs, where engineers are building a spaceship. First, they must go through so many doors, then, wearing those special clothes, in order to cover their bodies, feet, and faces, so they would not bring any speck of dust or germ into the lab. Then, they are ready to work on that spaceship, in order to build it in a perfect shape and precise. The same way, when you work in Allah's system, there should be no impurity around you, in order to receive the best knowledge from Allah. This reminds me of another story. Once my father had a mission to go to a city called Torbat, which was one of the cities in one of the states in Iran called Khorasan. My father had to be there for only just a few hours because we were staying in the state capital. He took me and my brother as well. I was 13 years old, and when we got there, he told us go around the only one square of that town and come back about an hour. As we were walking and looking around, we passed by three boys whom they looked like 12th graders who were standing by a tree. As soon as we passed by them, one of them hit the back of my head with a small pebble. I turned back and went towards them and said to them, "Aren't you ashamed of your height and your age, throwing stone at me?" The tallest one said, "Please you forgive him, sorry." There were store owners were standing outside of their stores, and they were looking at us, as well. Now let me tell you, that, the way we were dressed up it would show that we were from Tehran, and majority of the people in small towns in Iran, are very prejudiced, against, Tehranians, and they just like their own kinds. Now the reason Allah made that happened, was, because, he wanted to be a sign for me later on. You see, my wife's father was from that town, Torbat, who later on became a governor of the state of Khorasan, and his name was Torbati. Allah was telling me that I would get married with a girl named Torbati and I would end up to get divorce from her. Also there was a man, whom I almost idolized him, and he was from that town, Torbat, as well, and few years back I even told him about that incident. Again Allah was telling me that I would fall into an idol worship with a person who was from Torbat, but Allah would save me from him. And believe it or not, that man, himself, made me leave him. Thank Allah for saving me from idol worshippers, in an awesome, mysterious way. Allah was telling me that I will be having some negative incidents by some people, which will hit me in the future. But, do not worry, it is going to be very small, just like that, Babel. Allah be glorified. Here is another awesome true story. When I was in 8th grade, I had a teacher in my social science class. I have heard from my classmates that he does not read your answers on our test. He just look at how much you have written, and then he will give you grade on that base. And I believed that, because I was so innocent and naive. Therefore, on my test, I wrote, "When I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and then I wash my hands and face, and then I go to the breakfast table and say hello to my parents," and on and on. I wrote about 10 lines. Then, he showed my test paper to our principal. Since my father knew the principal, when he saw me in the courtyard, with a smile on his face, he told me, "What was those garbage you have written on your test?" I told him about what I had heard from my classmates. Anyhow, my teacher made me flunk that subject, so I had to redo it in summer. Now here is the hikmah behind it. The name of this teacher was Hossein Ilahi Gomshai. He is a famous man in Iran. Just Google his name. He is an Iranian scholar, philosopher, author and lecturer on literature, art and mystic. And most of all, he is the son of Mehdi Ilahi Gomshahi, whose Farsi translation of the Quran is the most famous translation in Iran. And then, I had the Farsi translation of the Quran, which was officially prohibited in Iran. And people were passing it around secretly. Do you see the connection? Now, listen to this. Hossein was my wife's cousin, but because they had a kind of family argument at that time, they were not invited in our wedding, thank Allah. Do you see how Allah designs everything? Otherwise, that would have been a lot of embarrassments. Anyhow, when I translated those appendixes of Dr. Khalifa's, I made a copy for him, and I wrote, "When I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and then I wash my hands and face, and then go to the breakfast table, and say hello to my parents," and on and on. "Mr. Gomshai, my name is Behrouz Mofidi, your old student, and I am your cousin's husband, and here is the discovery of mathematical miracles of the Quran. And I sent it to my brother and asked him to take it to him and wait for his answer. But he rejected and said that these are just some numbers. And now, Allah, the Hakim, has given me the knowledge of where I came from, why I am here, and where I will be going after here. Yet, this guy, my old teacher, is still drowning and happy in his nonsense knowledge, without any basis. Now, you tell me, who is the teacher, and who is the student? Speaking of teacher, Allah just made me remember another memory of mine. When I was in 10th grade, I had a teacher on literature and composition. On the test, he asked us to write a composition on whatever subject that we liked. I started from the middle of the page, 11 by 17 paper, and I wrote, ... "I do not know why I am here, why I am wearing suit and tie, why you are a teacher, and why I am not a teacher, and ... That was it. He gave me a B, but he never did answer my questions, because he was looking for the answer himself. This shows that I was always looking for the truth. Now, let us go back to our main subject, until Allah made me realized that I should not have to translate the Quran at all. Although Allah made me translate the Farsi Quran, but now he wanted me to denounce any translation of the Quran. That was an especial mission for me. Although it took me 5 years, day and night, at home, at work, and on weekends, 19 hours a day working on translation, at the cost of even eliminating my wife and daughter. I love music, but I never did listen to any music for 5 years, and when I finished the Farsi Quran and turned on the music, it was like heaven. And I realized that Dr. Khalifa was not supposed to translate the Quran to an English language either. I was informed by Allah with those 11 verses in the Quran which they said, "We have sent this Quran in an Arabic language, in order for you to use your brain." Then I repented to Allah, and asked for His forgiveness. Then, I denounced any translation of the Arabic Quran into any other languages, and I said, that each person should translate the Arabic Quran for himself or herself, into their own languages. Therefore, when you read a translation of the Quran, that means, you do not believe in Allah's Arabic Quran, yet, you believe in that translator to be the teacher of the Quran. That is called shirk, idol worship. That means, they made that translator as a god, besides Allah. That simple. After a while, Allah forced me to leave the group that I was with, because they were falling into an idol worship, which is the only unforgivable sin. 2012. Thank Allah for saving me from idol worshippers. That is why around 2012, Allah answered my prayer and made me to leave everyone, even my close relatives, and I started to practice social distancing, as we hear these days about this plague of COVID-19. After those striving in the cause of Allah, He blessed me and made me mutaha and pure, and gave me the knowledge of yaqeen, or certainty, which caused me to receive many hikmah from Allah, which no one has heard before. That was because everything around me have been sanctified and pure, because I left everyone behind, and I stopped seeing people. Therefore, Allah made me to make more than 100 YouTube videos, starting on 2012. Then, Allah blessed me by showing me His only one religion, submit to the covenant of Allah with Bani Israel. Submit to the Millate, or religion of Ibrahim. Submit to the covenant of Allah with descendants, who would be transported by Allah from the time of Adam to the end of the world. At the time of Dr. Khalifa, he found out that everything so-called Muslims are doing were wrong. But he still called himself as a Muslim, because he was not given the actual name of Allah's religion. But then, Allah showed us His best religion, and who has a better religion than one who submits totally to Allah, leads a righteous life, and follows the religion of Ibrahim, the Unitarian. Allah has chosen Ibrahim as a beloved friend. 4:125. Let me tell you something, the knowledge in the Arabic Quran is endless. We would find more and more knowledge as we go along, up to the end of this world. Dr. Khalifa was not given the knowledge that there is no word Qatbah in the Arabic Quran, yet, Allah says, commemorate, Zechariah, Allah, when you perform your prayers. Just like other prayers, it must be in an Arabic language. Dr. Khalifa did not know that he should not have to translate Allah's Arabic Quran into an English Quran. He made a distinction among the people in the world by choosing English language over all other 195 nations with their own different languages. That is why Allah chose Arabic language and asked us all to use our brain and translate it for our own personal use, because Allah wants to be the only teacher of His Arabic Quran and not those translators who have been disturbing the balance and committing sin. That was why Allah made me to translate the Farsi Quran, then denouncing my work and repenting to Allah in order to bless me with more credit. Dr. Khalifa was not supposed to know that the name of our Creator was not God, but only Allah, and not any of those 50 fake names which people made up for Him all over the world. Just like Prophet Muhammad was not supposed to know that number 19 is the base for those initials in the Arabic Quran. Dr. Khalifa was not supposed to know that the amount of zakat charity should be 10% of our net income, just like the same amount as Prophet Muhammad used to pay, and not 2.5%. Yet, he was following from those ignorant Muslims. Dr. Khalifa did not know what hikmah is, and what it meant. And many other knowledge that we have been receiving after Prophet Muhammad and Dr. Rashad Khalifa. And there are many more hidden knowledge are in the Arabic Quran, which we have no idea about them now, because those belong to the future generations. One of the most important job of the mathematical miracle of the Arabic Quran was to purify the text of the Quran from all of those distortions through the years. And now, we have the correct numbers of those initials in the Arabic Quran. Allah is telling us the correct spellings of the words in the Quran through those initials. Did you know that there are 50 different Arabic Qurans are being printed all around the world with different spellings, different verse numbers, and surah numbers? Thank Allah for allowing us to print the most corrected Arabic Quran in the world on our website. Also, Allah blessed us to print the Arabic Quran in a correct way. I mean, when you look at those Arabic texts of those Qurans, you notice that there is no space between the words. Please look at number 1 and 2 of this picture. A non-Arab person cannot recognize those words in those Arabic texts. Just like what you see in number 2, all of those English words have no space between them. Therefore, a non-English person would have a difficulty to separate those words. That is why Allah blessed us and made us to separate those Arabic words, so people can easily recognize those words, as you see in that corrected section. Thank Allah, we have now the only corrected Arabic Quran on the web. We thank Allah for not leaving us alone after Dr. Khalifa's departure. Yet, many people have been frozen in time after his departure, just like those illiterate Muslim leaders who have been frozen in time for 1450 years. Ever since Allah was bringing back my memories, I realized that how people were scheming against me since I was becoming frozen and silenced. That was when people bothered me, when they hit me with false accusations, lies, and so much of disrespectfulness, which I could not answer them. I was like a robot, controlled by Allah, all my life. There were times when Allah did not want me to say anything, or sometimes He made me get up and leave in silence. That is the fact, now that I think about it. Thank Allah. Therefore, I asked Allah to separate me from hypocrites, disbelievers, and idol worshippers. Especially from my very close relatives, whom they turned everyone against me. I seek refuge to Allah from rejected shaitanic people. You see, Shaitan is not able to touch those true believers. That is why he inspires your close friends and relatives to scheme against you, because he knows that they are going to be in hellfire. There are very close relatives of mine who were scheming against me for about 31 years so far, and counting. Just by nonsense lies and interfering in my life against my will and brainwashing people with pure lies about me, to the point that they even separated my daughter from me. Yet, I had no idea about it, because Allah was making me forget things very fast. You must know that I have done nothing wrong to them, and I never bothered them. That is what makes it so crazy. All because, when we were younger, I was getting all the attentions, and no one really paid any attention to them when they were younger. And this fact, automatically and psychologically, brings back those memories to them, and it completely makes them blind, and they only bring evidence against themselves on the judgment day. And now, when they see that I am very close to Allah's system, this fact makes them much eager to scheme against me. But we know that the scheme of Shaitan is weak, and he will lose at the end. I have no worries about my daughter, because when she was 3 years old, we were approached by very good-looking black couple, whom they were like the one who approached Musa and gave him some knowledge, the one I called him Mr. Destiny. They came all the way from across the street And among all of those people they came directly to us and told us, your daughter is going to be a very famous person in the future. I said, wow, that is an inspiration. My daughter still remembers them. She was dancing around a tree, while we were listening to those street musicians. Then, after that message, those couple went across street and left. I must tell you, that my daughter grew up with bedtime stories from the Quran, every night. If anyone bothers true believers, their destiny would be hellfire. And anyone who schemes against believers, in order to make them separate from each other, is only going to the hellfire. Allah blessed me with a good look when I was a child. When I became a teenager, He blessed me with a nice look and good appearance. As you know, Yusuf went through sedition because of his good look. I had the same experiences with many women who were trying to seduce me. Allah made my soul to be pure, therefore, I do not have any sexual intention in my heart and soul when I talk to women, despite many other men. Also, women could recognize my purity in my eyes and the way I talked as well. There was even a woman from my very close relatives who wanted to seduce me, and thank Allah, He always saved me, but because she realized my forgetfulness, later on, she turned around the actual story 180 degrees, and told people that I was the guilty one, even when she got to her old age. Just like what happened to Yusuf. My family used to call her a Kabiz, soul, impure soul. As I mentioned before, Allah always showed me how those wicked people brought disasters upon themselves when they bothered innocent people of Allah. She got breast cancer in her younger age because of her scheme against me, and the big sign for me was that I was the one who were taking her to the hospital when they cut off her breast. But at that time I had no idea, until recently Allah brought back my memory. I am sure she knew it, at that time, that she got hit by that disasters because of what she did to me when I was only a teenager. Now, her husband was a righteous man, that is why Allah did not let him to be with that Kabiz woman and their children, that is why they went through divorce when their children were young. And now after her death, all of her children are in misery as well. Allah is the best avenger. I have experienced very bad things from my very close relatives. They did the same thing to make me dislike my grandmother as well, but the worst thing happened to them. Only few years back, Allah informed me about their schemes. I have seen many people who were bothering me, then very bad things happened to them, and Allah always showed me what kind of disasters they have been bringing upon themselves. That is why Allah is our attorney, tawakkaltu ala Allah, and He will take care of them. That is why all the people in the world became my COVID-19 ever since 2012. Remember this very important phrase. We are not in this together with other people. When Allah made me to leave people, first, I thought that social distancing and staying away from all the people was wrong. And I have seen how people's face turned when they found out that I am all alone and I have kept social distancing from them. It was like they were feeling sorry for me, and at the same time, they were laughing at me. Yet, I had the best time in my life all along. Now, I can only imagine their miserable faces with this COVID-19 when Allah made them paralyzed and forced them to be at home all the time with their problems at home with other family members. Only Allah can do that. I just remembered what Dr. Khalifa was telling me. He said, when he was a child living in Egypt, there was a river close to his house, and in summer times, him and other kids would go for swimming in that river. But there was a virus in that water, which I do not remember the name of that virus. And when they would go back to school, they used to test all of those kids for that virus before they go back to school. Yet, he was the only one with a positive test. And right after he gave me this example, he said, that, if they put a believer, inside a pool of AIDS, he or she would not get, AIDS. As you see, this is how Allah used to protect him even when he was a child. All because Allah is aware of our innermost souls, and, he is the best protector. Then, Allah blessed me, with more than 100 different hikmah, and I found out, that, it is perfectly fine, and normal to just leave people. Because, majority of humans are destined for hellfire. Then Allah gave me the hikmah of it. Here is the good part. Social distancing. Do you remember Ibrahim, when those idol worshippers were going to burn him? And then, Allah made the fire to be cool for him? After that, Ibrahim got tired of those idol worshippers, and chose social distancing from those wicked people, and he left, to the desert, in Saudi Arabia, with, loot. Then, Allah made him, and his son, Ismail, to build, the Kaaba, as an awesome credit for breaking those idols, and leaving them. Do you remember Musa, and his brother Harun? Whom they got so disappointed from their own people, after so many years, although they have seen 9 miracles. They ask Allah, to make them separate, from their own people, 5:26. They wanted to leave those transgressing people, so they could practice social distancing. Thank Allah for his awesome hikmah. Did you like that? I am just, warming up. Do you remember Lut? Who was told by Allah to keep social distancing, from your people, at dawn, because, we are going to destroy them. Do you remember Ya'qub? When Yusuf said, I have forsaken the religion of people who do not believe in Allah, and with regard to the hereafter, they are really disbelievers. 12:37. Because, his father Ya'qub, left those wicked people in the city, and he went to a small village, in order to practice social distancing, because, he was getting tired of those wicked disbeliever. Do you remember, Maryam? When she kept social distancing from her family to an eastern location. 19:16. Do you remember, when Allah took Esau, son of Maryam, to himself? That was a social distancing, but, in a very long distance. And 7 years ago Allah made me to practice, social distancing, from everyone. Subhanallah. It came down on me, that, this was another information, which Allah was given to me, like that dream of Dr. Khalifa. When I was 6 years old, and when Allah showed me my future wife when I was 12 years old and the other information from my future. Subhanallah. This is the most awesome news that I was just inspired. 7 years ago, when I started to social distancing from everyone, Allah was telling me, that, these wicked people are going to practice social distancing in the future, and they are going to suffer from it, in any way possible. Thank Allah for peace and happiness. Allah is the best avenger. Thank Allah for bringing down His judgment to these wicked people, all over the world. They definitely deserve this pandemic. I am sure you have been watching media and news media. All these times no one, I mean no one, ever asked the Almighty Creator for His help. This is crazy, and unbelievable. Yet, ignorant people, go on their balconies, to play music, or, sing, or, clap their hands, instead of asking Allah, for His help. Thank Allah, that, I am apart from these transgressing, and unappreciative people, and I am loving it. None of those wicked religious leaders, ever said, that, this virus, is the punishment from Allah. And none of those who have been witnessing those mathematical miracles of Allah, said, that, this disaster, which we have brought upon ourselves, is the consequence, of, turning away from those miracles of Allah. Yet, they are all sitting in their rear end, and hiding behind the walls. Thank Allah, who has made me, the only one, who strives in the cause of Allah. You see, there are about 1,350 McDonald's in US, and people pay in order to buy food, so they can satisfy their hunger. But, there are, 45,000 churches in US, and those illiterate preachers take people's money in order to feed their souls with idol worship and garbage. As you see, these churches are just satanic business that they came up with. So as those synagogues and mosques. Thank Allah for kicking people out of those places of idol worship. I am so glad that Allah forbade people by going to those satanic places of synagogues, churches and mosques. It just cools my heart. Although Allah says that, do not bother yourself when you see wicked people storm the gate of hell. While people have been suffering for the past few months, I have been enjoying myself with Allah and His Arabic Quran, as usual, and posting comments on YouTube for people all over the world, and spreading the system of Allah. Remember, happiness is not having a house with wife and children, wealth, automobile, friends, and so on. Yet Allah says that these are all fitnah, meaning test, sedition, revolt, temptation, and so on. Happiness is when your heart and soul be in a perfect peace and content. The reason behind it is that only Allah, who created us from ejected semen, knows what makes us happy, and He only blesses that happiness to His servants. Only people who are in Allah's system can understand what I am talking about, while other people see happiness in other things, which they are only temporary, and it could be perished in a second. Thank Allah for sanctifying the atmosphere around me, and thank Allah for running every second of my life, and thank Allah for informing me my life even before I go through it. Thank Allah for reconfiguring my life when I was a child. Thank Allah for all of those disabilities that He placed in my soul. Thank Allah for showing me His Messenger of the Covenant when I was a child. Thank Allah for showing me my future wife even when I was only 12 years old, and then made me a groom and given me a clone of my teacher to be my wife, but a submitter, and then given me the good news of going to paradise with His angels. Thank Allah for guiding me to His right path and sending me to His Messenger of the Covenant. Thank Allah for sending me a ruh from Him. Thank Allah for giving me the Farsi Quran and the corrected Arabic Quran. Thank Allah for giving me His true name, Allah. Thank Allah for showing me His only one best religion. Thank Allah for correcting my Friday prayers. Thank Allah for making me to pay 10% for my zakat charity, like the nation of Ibrahim, Bani Israel. Thank Allah for making me Motaha, so I could get those awesome hikmah and knowledge, and making me one of those who reached certainty. And thank Allah for making me one of those strivers in His cause. And when I finished this file, Allah gave me the best gift on the 8th day of this blessed month of Ramadan. Thank Allah. Ya Allah, thank you for my destiny. Please remember, we have the scientifically proven evidence based on mathematics, the exact science to prove these facts in the Arabic Quran in the court of law. You want to live a life in a different key, otherwise you are just wasting your time. We are the only Allah's activist in the world. Thank Allah for guiding us to His right path and His only one religion. Thank Allah for blessing us with all of these knowledge and hikmah.